Well, Brewers baseball coming up in about 12 minutes here on WTMJ. Brewers taking on the Giants. So the Giants, if you're down in spring training ever, there are two teams that really drive the fans that are down there. It's the Cubs and the Giants. Giants fans are absolutely everywhere.
And are they nice fans?
Giants fans, typically, okay. Yes. But, you know, everybody's in a pretty good mood when it comes to spring training baseball.
That's true. It's so early, and the sun is shining, yes. And the warmth is there.
No, it's a really warm week here. We'll go to Dom Catronia, who is at Brewer Spring Training. Today's game in Maryvale looks to be somewhere in the 80s. Looks like a perfect day for baseball, Dom.
Yeah, I just lathered up some sunscreen. We'll be taking some photos today, so not to rub it into you guys. But on the Giants front, yes, there's already a ton of Giants orange here. But remember, you're talking to a guy that's got East Bay ties, so I'm more of the fan of the green and gold side of things. So I'll withhold my judgment on what you think of what I actually think about Giants fans.
Okay, fair enough. But we will hold off.
Wait, so are you taking photos or is the team taking photos today? I heard you say you're putting on some sunscreen and photos are happening. What's going on?
Yes, I got a bald head. I got to put some sunscreen on and get down there and do it myself. So I'm taking some photos, got a good lens, and we'll send it back to the movie theater back home for you guys.
I was curious with the lineup, Dom, when we start to see more of the regulars here or when you start to see somebody who might be a starting pitcher on one of the first couple of games of the regular season get their first taste. Any hint of that today?
Well, we've seen Garrett Mitchell make his spring training debut today. Good to see him back and healthy. We'll talk to him after the game as well. Be subject of my wrap for today's contest. But then furthermore, today Pat Murphy kind of admitted we're playing it slow on purpose. Like, it's a six-week spring training. Nobody cares if you're throwing three innings on February 25th. They care if you're throwing seven innings on September 25th. So it's like, why would the Brewers wreck it? We will see Aaron Ashby tomorrow. Granted, he's going to be more in the bullpen. As far as the traditional starters go, they've been building up on the backfields, like two, three-inning up-downs, where that when they are finally on the field and the adrenaline is flowing, that's when you're actually going to be seeing, you know, three innings probably, slow play it, maybe make five or six spring training, quote-unquote, starts, and then be ready and built up for opening day.
Dom, what's the biggest difference you're noticing in this camp compared to last spring?
I would say the lack of like competition. I know that sounds silly, but meaning of the position players, of the 13 position players, I think we know who 12 of them are going to be. I don't think there's a lot to figure out. Maybe fourth outfielder is something to be figured out, but that's assuming health. I think that's going to be a combination of Garrett Mitchell and Blake Perkins. So, does Brandon Lockridge make an incredible spring that you can't ignore that he has to be called up and somebody else gets options? I don't know. On the pitching side, like, it's so many new faces, but they're all so talented. I think that's the biggest thing different to last year to this year is that the quality of depth, like the Brewers had pitching depth, air quotes here last year, but it wasn't necessarily quality depth. This year you have at least nine guys who can start games right now and be a fixture in a rotation. And then you still got the kids behind that too. So I think the Brewers have a lot of new faces, but a lot of more quality, a lot more defendable faces.
I always look for that young player or that out-of-nowhere player who threatens, and all of a sudden you cannot leave him off that opening day roster. Several years ago, it was Jesus Aguilar. All of a sudden, it's like, well, hey, we can't avoid this guy. He's unbelievable right now. I know it's early, Dom, but any hint of what we might see from an up-and-comer or somebody who the Brewers just can't afford to keep off their opening day roster?
The guy I'm going to monitor is in the lineup again today is Brandon Lockridge. I mean, he's had two home runs so far this spring. And again, we are so early in this. I don't want anyone to overreact saying, oh my gosh, Brandon Lockridge is going to make the opening day roster. But the point being is that the Brewers acquired this guy from Nestor Cortez, and that didn't work out for the Padres' sake. But the point being is he's got options remaining. He's a speed and defense build. Have we heard that before from the Brewers? And assuming Garrett is healthy, that's where it gets complicated in the outfield. Lockridge can play center field. As we know, Blake Perkins can play center field. So I think the team understands that as much depth as they can have on the position for the front is good, and that's the first name that comes to mind for me.
As I look here, and it's incredibly early, so it doesn't really matter, but here's where my question is going. So the Brewers lost the first four games, but then just won yesterday's 10-0, which was great. But it doesn't really matter, the wins and losses, but does it in some capacity? Are the players caring about that at all right now?
I don't want to be blunt, Jess, but no, they don't care at all.
Yeah, I kind of thought so.
You've been hanging out with Vince Petrano a little too much, I think, because he was asking me about it yesterday morning. Like, why are they 0-4? Should I be freaking out? Like, would you be freaking out if the Packers were 0-4 and Jordan Love didn't play a single snap? Like, it's the same thing. So the thought is, get yourself ready. There is still over a month until opening day. Just do what you need to get your body ready. I mean, guys aren't even playing more than five innings really at this point either. So just get your body moving, get in the sunshine, get that first sunburn of the season, and get yourself ready for March.
Well, try not to burn yourself down there, Dom, but enjoy Brewers baseball. Outstanding coverage throughout your time down there. We'll look forward to your recap of today's game later on tonight.
Thanks, Dom.
And tomorrow we've got Matt Arnold and Sal Frelick joining Brewers All Access tomorrow night. So take a listen on that.
And definitely looking forward to that. Dom doing incredible work down with the Brewers in Arizona.